And you're waking up with Damo here on 4AK. You know, they say that once the sawdust of a circus gets into your blood, that's it. You're done and dusted for making sure you get along to every circus. And I did. I got along to one, and I was actually placed inside the Globe of Death as these motorcyclists went around me at great speed. And I'll tell you what, it was just an amazing feeling to be inside there. Well, of course, you can catch up with all of the excitement of a circus by getting along this weekend in Warwick, because we have Ashton Entertainment with the Great Australian Circus. And one of the performers is Chantel Ashton Rodriguez, who joins me on the line. How are you, Chantel?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, look, I even hear that you do have that big globe where the motorcyclists ride around in it.
Yeah, we do. We do have the globe riders a part of this show. They actually come all the way from South America to be here today. So we're really excited to have them a part of our show.
Wow, it's just amazing. I mean, circuses have been a part of the Australian entertainment landscape for decades and decades, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Our family actually started in the 1800s in Australia, so we've been around for a long time, and circus has definitely been entertaining the country for quite some time now.
And of course, I mean, it's like a nomadic lifestyle. I mean, you live in caravans, you travel with the circus, don't you?
We do, yeah. We travel pretty much full time. I think COVID was probably the longest time we've ever spent at our property, because we usually are always touring and entertaining the country.
Yeah. And for you, I mean, you're a sixth generation performer. You have kids. Are you, you know, encouraging them to be a part of it all as well?
Well, I think growing up in the industry, the kids always sort of just naturally participate. We don't actually really push them into anything. They just naturally jump in and get involved, and some choose to stay and some choose not to. They choose other paths and careers and all that sort of thing. So it's really just up to the child themselves to see what they would like to do. I've got a 19-month-old at the moment that definitely likes to get involved. That's a good thing, but
I could imagine. Now, of course, with this circus that's coming into Warwick for the weekend, I mean, what's some of the acts that you've got? I mean, I presume the traditional aerialist and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got many different aerial acts. We've also got a lot of ground acts as well, hand balancing, hula hoop, steer wheel, comedy, and, of course, the famous globe riders.
Yes, exactly. And I do love the clowns as well, because people often call me a clown, so it sort of fits, I guess.
Well, it's actually one of the hardest roles in the circus. People don't realise, but it is hard to sort of hold an audience and understand timing, and the clown also sort of has to have, lots of skill. People don't really realise that, but it's actually a very hard role to do in the circus.
Yeah. So with you as a performer, what's some of the things that you do in the circus?
I do some of the aerial and also some of the ground acts. I do the silk and the hula hoop, and I also do a comedy knife-throwing act with my partner as well.
Oh, wow. I tell you, you wouldn't want to miss, though, would you?
No, well, he wouldn't want to miss.
Oh, okay. You're the one. Oh. Oh, I think you got the bad end of the deal there.
Yeah.
Look, it is great. And, I mean, people still love a circus, don't they?
They do. They do. And that's what we love about it. You know, we were just talking about the other day that circus has sort of survived for this long. It's been around for such a long time. And no matter what happens in the country and what other forms of entertainment pop up, circus is still here entertaining people. And I think it's because circus can entertain a 2-year-old to a 92-year-old. It's something that can be enjoyed by the whole family, gets you out of the house and at a live, there's nothing like live arts, I think.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really special art form, and I'm glad that people are still coming out and supporting it.
And of course, you all go on the journey together as performer and as audience. You get caught up in the whole excitement, the adrenaline rush all together, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's so great about having a live audience. And the more the audience enjoy it, we feed off that as well. So it's a really special night.
It was founded in 1850 by James Henry Ashton. What do you think he'd say about the circus today?
I think he'd be very proud that the family have continued on for 8 generations. It's definitely a legacy that we're happy to continue.
Yeah. Well, I'm always a sucker to get along to see the circus. And now with some of the other acts, I mean, do you have animal acts still in the circus? Or
No, we don't. I think some of the circuses still do, but we don't have any animals in this current tour. It's just the Aerial Acts, Ground Comedy, and the Globe Riders.
All right, fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. You'll be in Warwick, from tomorrow, won't you?
Yeah, our opening night is tomorrow night, Friday at 7 p.m, and we have Saturday at 3 p.m, Saturday 7 p.m, and then our final show in Warwick is this Sunday at 11 a.m, and then next week we move on to Stanthorpe, and then we go to Inverell and Moree.
And people should look out for the Big Top, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. Come visit us.
Yeah, look, I thank you very much for your time this morning and having a little one. No doubt you were up bright and early anyway, so we do appreciate it, and all the very best for the Warwick shows.
Thank you so much. Hope to see you there.
Thank you so much. There we go. Fantastic, isn't it, to see it? The Great Australian Circus rolling into Warwick for this weekend. And that was Chantel Ashton Rodriguez joining us. You can also jump on to austix.com.au to get your tickets. That's austix.com.au. Or if you just Google search as well, Ashton's Entertainment, you'll be able to find out all about the wonderful entertainment that they bring right around the country week after week, all year round. So we're going to take a quick break. I might even give you a chance to pick up some double passes so you too can go and experience the circus. So stay with us.